Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Do you give your children pocket money? If you do, is it the right or the wrong thing to do if you want to teach them about managing money? Owen McGee is here now, personal finance expert. So Owen, where do you stand on it? Yes or no, pocket money?
I'm going to give you a politician's answer, seeing as you're a politician, leave the studio. What I would say about it is it depends on your circumstances and what works for your family. The first thing I will say before we go into the whole giving your kids money for doing something or for not doing something is, if it's a choice between bread and milk and pocket money for the kids, the bread and milk comes first, mm-hmm. right? And that's what comes down to it. So there are certain people out there who just right now can't afford to give the kids the pocket money. I don't want them listening to this going, I'm depriving my child of valuable life lessons. They'll learn the lessons other ways. But let's talk about people who do give money to their kids. The first thing I'd say is, when you're giving money for the children, they should do something for it. But there should be a basic level of chores in the house before they start to get pocket money. They should be able to contribute to the house. They're part of the house. And whatever you deem to be appropriate for that, whether that's your bedroom's your responsibility or you always do the cleanup after dinner or whatever else it is, that shouldn't be rewarded with money. That should be just part of life and a life lesson.
They're your jobs.
They're your jobs.
No money comes into it.
Yeah. And then if there's additional things that they do or they help you with something else, and try and get kind of, these are your basics, and identify if you're deciding that you're going to give regular pocket money, and there's huge advantages to doing that, that you say, right, here, that's the basics and this is the bit you do for your pocket money. Mm. And you differentiate between the two.
I think I'd get really suspicious of my children then if they were being nice to me and helping me, because I'd be looking at them going, are you doing this for the cash?
But that's fine, to be honest.
Is it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's their negotiation skills. And you have to think about, what are they learning at 5 and 10 and 15 that's going to be valuable to them later on in life when it comes to negotiating the financial journey we all have to go on in later life and in adulthood and everything else. And there's so many valuable lessons to be learned by getting regular money. So if you think about it, if you've got a couple of kids and you'll know the different money personalities, we all grow up to be exactly the same or exactly opposite to our parents when it comes to money. And you'll start to recognising that in your different kids, and different kids will have, like, one of the kids will, the money will just burn a hole in their pocket. Mm. They won't be able, and the other one will still have it later. And what you're trying to do there is you're not necessarily trying to give out to them for letting it burn a hole in their pocket. You're hoping that they learn it for themselves, that they're watching their sibling and they still have their pocket money from 3 weeks ago and they're after buying a big thing with that because they put it aside each week, and the delayed gratification. And that can be really, really valuable for siblings, but for both people in that party, they can learn a lot from it.
And you think that'll give them financial confidence if they learn how to manage money?
Financial confidence, but it's also really important that they make financial mistakes. Like, making a financial mistake is much better at 7 than it is at 27.
That's true.
And there's no repercussions really, right? And what you have to be really careful of is, if they are, say, building up the cash over a couple of weeks to buy something particular in the toy shop or whatever else it is, and if they come home afterwards and they have buyer's remorse and they regret that, I should have bought that thing instead, don't bail them out. Don't go and buy them that thing, because you're robbing them of all the lessons. And that's a hard thing to say, and particularly if they're very upset. Now, you might talk to them if they're really upset about it. You might say, well, don't open it, and we'll show you how this works, returning it and bringing it back. And there's a lesson to be learned there. But don't bail them out, because otherwise you're setting them up to expect that you're going to be bailed out at all stages in your life when things go wrong.
So what age do you think it's appropriate to start giving them a few euro?
Like, I would say giving them a few euro, starting to teach them about money is immediate. Like, that's as soon as they're talking, as soon as they're walking into the shop with you holding your hand, even showing them, like, hand them the fiver to pay for the milk and see how they get the change, and stand over them with it and watch how there is a transaction there. When you go to the ATM to take cash out, you need to talk to them about, you know what, that's just not money firing out of the wall at me. That's my money that I went to work for and I put in there, and I'm taking it out. They're just minding it for me. So mm-hmm. it's age appropriate. But, like, some of the biggest lessons come along when you're, particularly if your child makes their communion or they get a big lump of money from somewhere.
Birthdays, Christmas.
Whatever it is, that if they get a lump of money, that's really where the valuable lessons can be made. Because what you're trying to do there, and I would say in a really simple terms, a third, a third, a third, if they come into a lot of money for some reason, whatever the occasion might be, let them blow a third of it. Let them actually make the big mistakes and just spend it on something frivolous or whatever, and it's gone. And a third of it, try and make it a conscious decision. Something like maybe talk to them if you know the money is coming in the future, talk to them in advance. What do you want? I want those new football boots or whatever it is. And make the other third a conscious decision about how they're going to spend it. And the final third, try and get them to put it away. And I'm not talking about put it away for 5 years. I'm talking about put it away for 5 weeks if you can, that you delay the gratification. They really think hard about it. And what you'll often find is that bit that they put away, they start to get an emotional attachment to it and they'll value it more than they would mm-hmm. if they hadn't put it away, and they'd be less inclined to dip into it. And what you might find is, and I think this is a really valuable thing, they come to you and they say, if I do clean the or pick up all the leaves in the garden at this time of year, can I have money for that? Right? And that is genius to me. I just think now they're taking responsibility for trying to identify something that you need, and in return you're going to give the money back. That's a negotiation skill that I think is superb and should be encouraged. If they cut the grass, if they're of an age that cut the grass during the summer, if they do, I don't know, the bathroom or the sink or whatever, the shower is a really tough job and nobody likes doing it in the house, I'll do it if I get this. That stuff is really valuable because they are learning how to trade off my time for your money is what
but
I'm
trying to
do.
You're saying they should have a base level of pocket money, which they don't have to earn, and then the extras they get a bit more for.
Yes. And what I would say is the base level, it should be they're doing a base level of chores, right? But they're doing additional chores that are identified of that's the chores that you do every week to get your pocket money, right? Mm-hmm. So that you can see the reward for your time. And if they don't do their chores, they shouldn't get their pocket money, the same way as life works as well. The other thing you have to be careful of, Claire, is often, let's say you have an 8 and 10 year old, and the 8 year old is saying, why does the 10 year old get more money than me?
Yeah.
Think about that from a pay equality point of view. That's a really important lesson.
So how much then? How much is the right level?
And you see, my problem is if you've got kids listening to this, they're going to be saying to their parents, oh, McGee said I should be getting X, right?
Yeah.
And again, it's all relative. Yeah, they are. That's exactly what they're going to be doing. And oh, McGee said this, that's what I have to get mom or dad or whoever. There are some maths out there. I really think you should come to your own conclusion about what it is. Look at what you're paying for them anyway. What is it they're actually going to use the money? What behaviours are you trying to encourage? There are some people that say, €2 for every age, €1 to €2 for every age, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're 10, it could be €10 to €20 a week, €1 to €2 for every.
It's too much.
Yeah. So it depends.
Too much.
And the other thing is then how do you give it to them? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we do know that if people, us as adults, and it's the same for kids, I'm sure, if they have the access to it, but we spend about 10 to 15% more money when we tap compared to when we use with cash, right? I think there's a real value, particularly for kids and young kids, to get the physical cash. So there's pros and cons to this, but if they get the physical cash, say it's €10 just to keep the maths simple.
They need to be able to see it, don't they?
And they need to be able to, like, 5 €2 coins, and they put that bit over there and that bit over there for the different things that they want to do with it. Mm-hmm. That's really valuable. But as they get a little bit older, you know the apps, and I'm not going to plug any fintech bank, but you know the apps, and it's connected to your account. But one of the big advantages for you that you can see where they're spending their money. Now, if there's kids listening to that, they didn't know that, I'm sorry that I landed you in it, but you can see where it's been spent and you can keep an eye on it and keep track on it. Mm-hmm. And as well, they might lose the card and you'll be able to replace it, but if they lose the money, it's gone. So there is some security there as well in terms of the card and everything else.
One of my children has clocked on to that I can see what's being spent and where, so it keeps, you know, a little bit of cash from the stash so that I don't know about it.
Nothing but pride for that child.
Listen, a couple of listener questions and comments on this. Mary gave the grandchild a talk on working conditions and introduced wages that were paid every Friday, €5 for all the jobs that needed seeing to. I have to say it has worked. In fact, one day I realised I'd forgotten to have a log book I'd brought inside after paying the wages. I was reminded that this was classed as overtime and an extra amount would be due. That was from a 10-year-old. Is that what you want to see happen
now?
That's
what I do want to see. And you know what? Don't always be fair to them because life isn't fair. So you say, yeah, that's fine. You did it and you might be entitled to overtime, but this is the rate you're getting, or you're not getting it this time. Or just be very, I know it's hard and I know we all like to make our children happy, but I believe, and this is, I sound like David Coleman now, but I believe that our role isn't to make our kids happy all of the time. I believe our role is to prepare them for life.
Good point.
And life isn't always fair and it isn't always easy. And therefore, we can't make life fair and easy all of the time.
Well, Kathy says when her 3 daughters were younger, she didn't give them pocket money. They got paid for the jobs like the hoovering, the washing, the sweeping, the driveway. And with the money, they saved it up. They bought something nice, birthday money that they put in the post office as well. They were delighted when they were drawing it then when they got to the 18th or 21st birthday. She held them off for a long time. Ask Owen what he thinks about the abolition of Cyril the Squirrel savings stamps. My grandchildren are gutted. Oh, these were the on post savings stamps.
Stamps that you used to be able to buy and put them aside. I had a Henry Hippo. We won't mention the bank. They're not here anymore anyway. But I had a Henry Hippo and it was a little plastic money box.
Yeah.
And I loved it and I used to put money into it and it was a great thing. And there was the negotiation skills as well. I used to pretend when there was visitors in the house, do you like my Henry Hippo? And it was always then attract new money coming into it because I was onto negotiations at that stage.
Yeah, these are the on-post savings stamps. You had the Cyril savings booklet. They were sold for the final time earlier this month.
It was only earlier this month?
Yeah, so they're gone.
Oh, wow.
A listener says, my brother spent all of his money when we were young and I always kept mine. He's a millionaire now and I'm not. There you go. That gives us all hope when we look at the child who burns through the money, right?
Yeah, and there is. And maybe there's a bit more hunger there because I felt broke when I was young, so I don't want to feel broke when I'm older.
Yeah.
It's like what I said at the start. You're either exactly the same or exactly opposite to your parents.
Well, the brother there was probably a risk taker.
Yes.
And it paid off now. Doesn't always.
It doesn't always. And one of the things you have to be careful of as well is sometimes when we're talking about giving money for chores and a job, we are kind of encouraging that narrow, you have to work 9 to 5 thing. And we do have to be careful about that entrepreneurial and encouraging that side of it as well. And that's why the kind of, I'll do the leaves, give me extra, is really important too.
One listener born in 1959, we always got pocket money growing up. It was called our Sunday money. And we got an increase every birthday. I can't understand why you wouldn't teach your children financial sense. And another listener says, maybe give them 10, but take 2 back in tax. Teaches them about tax.
Very quickly, I have a neighbour who taught me that. He took a bar of chocolate out of the thing, took a bite out of it, handed it to his son. And his son says, hey. And he says, that's tax.
Meanie. Right. Thanks so much, Owen. Great to chat to you. That's Owen McGee.